Hello, friends. Guess what? The summer is over. Did you have a good summer? I had a great summer. Radio St. Pete had a great summer, and we're very happy to say that we have, thanks to our people who voted for us, our podcasters and our guests, Radio St. Pete is among the top three best radio station finalists in Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay. Shouts out to Ray Roa, editor of Creative Loafing, does a great job. He writes great columns. He leads a great team. And we are very thankful to everyone who has made this possible. So let's just jump right into it. It's First Friday. Seminole City Center is going to have a rocking good time. And listen, there's a lot going on. So AutoNation is doing some safety clinics. I want to talk about this because safe driving, I am telling you, driving from downtown to Seminole is kooky. This is a clinic where teens and families can get hands-on instruction from their local AutoNation personnel. There's one on September 13th. There's another one on September 27th. The aquarium, do you have a sloth in your family? Well, yeah, I have a few little sloths in my family, but no, I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about Lima the Sloth. She's returned to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium for a series of weekend meet and greets from the people who brought you those really weird capybaras. August and September, guests can have a unique and educational encounter with one of nature's most fascinating and laziest creatures. Meet Lima, a two-toed sloth with a playful and charming personality. The experience will also feature an armadillo. I have a couple of those on my lawn. And a gray parrot. Ah, Polly wants a cracker, providing guests with a broader understanding of wildlife conservation through engaging hands-on education. So if you missed the September 1 experience, it's going to be September 20th through 21st, September 27th through the 28th. It's a 20-minute session, 11:30, 1:30, and 3:30. Clearwater Marine Aquarium is really about conservation, like Tampa Bay Watch and the Florida Aquarium. They take a front-and-center approach to educating young people, people of all ages, in our role in being a conservator of the environment, of nature and nature's creatures. I encourage all of you to volunteer this fall. Friends of Pinellas Beaches, turtles, et cetera, et cetera. The Bird Sanctuary in Seminole, they all need your help. McGow Nature Park, do what you can. Have fun and volunteer. Make that your mission this season. The Humane Society of Pinellas is holding a pet calendar contest. You can submit your favorite photo of a pet to their content website, and you can encourage your family and friends to vote. It supports the Humane Society of Pinellas. They have a wonderful podcast with us. The contest is open now, and 12 pets will be the most votes by September 22nd. They also have an amazing event coming up. Please go to our Let's Go guide to find out more. So, folks, there's so much else going on. Do you find that libraries, did you know that libraries will rent you a ukulele? They might rent you something else. Libraries are amazing. So first of all, the Barack Obama Library is reopening in downtown St. Pete at the end of September. Radio St. Pete will be there for this joyful occasion. And the libraries offer everything for members of seniors, for families, for adults, Gulf Beaches to downtown. There are so many libraries. The Gulf Beaches Library has writers group. They have an international movie. They have Mahjong. Mahjong is the hot ticket for those of you who watch the Today Show. Meditation and investment. The St. Pete Beach Library, the St. Petersburg Library. Please, please, please join us. But there's more. So the Powerboat Grand Prix is happening this weekend, 10 to 5 p.m. at Albert Witter Park. It is going to be a world-class powerboat and personal watercraft racing. Will bring color and high-speed action to downtown St. Pete during the Monster Energy St. Pete Powerboat P1 Grand Prix. Later in the month, there will be another amazing boat race over in Sand Key and Clearwater. And what's going on Sunday? Sunday Bucks! Yes, it is. Football, of course, launched with the Eagles on Thursday. There's a Bucks watch party at Rumfish Grill September 7th. In St. Pete Beach, it's a tailgate buffet. You can dress like Captain Fear, the Bucks cheerleaders, and the street team. Excuse me, they will be their special guests. It will be a lot of fun. This is my time of the year to get around to the markets. We have the downtown Dunedin Market on Saturdays, Altamar Saturday Market, the St. Pete Saturday Morning Market in Williams Park. Remember, folks, on October 1st, it will reconvene at its usual Al Lang. Largo Central Park train rides on Saturday. Plant swap and potluck at the Bel Air the Bel Air Garden Club, and so much more. On Sunday, we have the Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market, the Kenwood Sunday Market, and on Sunday night, Brian Hughes and the crew, who's coming into studio to record with us, will also be doing their American Songbook. Little Surrealist Tour for the kids. Get those kids to the Dolly Museum on Sunday. The Pinellas Brewers Market is Sunday at Peepaw's Garage Craft Brewery in Pinellas Park. And there's so much more, folks. I hope that you are ready for the October Clearwater Jazz Holiday. There is a daily pre-party. Thursday night features Tower Power, R&R featuring Rick Braun and Richard Elliott. Friday is Corey Wong and the Warren Treaty. Saturday is Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue and Lady Blackbird, the one and only, on Saturday, October 18th. Sunday is Trampled by Turtles and the St. Paul and the Broken Bones. But that's not all. There's two additional stages, many with local people. The Polyrhythmics, the Bone Shakers, Have Gun Will Travel, Pete Carney and Orange Alert, Big Easy Swing, Tomcats Jazz Orchestra. I hope that you can catch them on Mondays, and also go to the Hangar on Mondays for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Jam. Phil Pate Trio, who you've heard on Jace Culp's show, and the CJ Youth All-Star Jazz Band hosted by Frank Williams. On Sunday, the other party stage has Santana Soulfire, that's the State College of Florida Jazz Orchestra, Alan Sams and Friends, Sean Foti and Friends, Chiltronic Takeover with Austin Vanderbleek and Jask, and Young Lions Festival Jam hosted by Alex Malkovich. Folks, you can hear Alex Malkovich on Wednesdays. For Weekend with Wiser, that's a start.